Welcome to this week's Market Commentator podcast, MoneyWeb's series of interviews with investment professionals. Our guest this week is Greg Hopkins, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Asset Management. Greg, thanks for your time today. Now, PSG Asset Management, I believe, is on a roadshow at the moment, engaging with its investors and reminding them of how important it is to take a long-term view when making investment decisions. Tell us a bit about why that is the case.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks very much for having us on the show. I think that's very, very prevalent at this time, especially at this time of the markets, where there's lots of fear and uncertainty. There can be often irrational selling, where people aren't really thinking clearly. They're selling for reasons other than on valuation or other than on fundamentals or what they perceive to be the fundamentals. And it's at these types of opportunities, at these types of junctures, where you get an opportunity to buy potentially mispriced assets, where there is that irrational selling, where you can buy with a margin of safety. But you need to take a longer-term approach, because sometimes the fundamentals don't look very clear at the moment but will evolve over time. And if you don't take a long-term approach, you might just be drawn in with the rest of the crowd that are selling indiscriminately. So taking a step back, taking a long-term approach, trying to work out what the actual underlying true intrinsic values are of the securities you're buying, and buying with a margin of safety sets you up nicely in these type of environments for long-term wealth creation.
Assuming that, you know, that's always been PSG's strategy to take a long-term view, how has PSG's positioning perhaps changed or evolved from last year to this year? So what was it saying last year that it's not saying now? Did it make any mistakes last year? And how is it setting itself up for 2016?
Yes. So if we go back a year, we've been quite concerned about the asset markets in general. We've spent quite a bit of time trying to, speak to our investors about the fact that yields, and we talk about global yields, global interest rates are very low levels, generational low levels, and many asset classes are actually priced off those low yields have been at very high levels. So we started last year, and I think, we could say almost a little bit depressed. We weren't finding a lot of opportunities. We had lots of cash in our funds. In fact, our cash balance has peaked in April, May last year, roughly around the same time as the markets peaked. And we were avoiding bonds. We felt that bonds were overvalued. We were avoiding property equities. We felt that they were overvalued. We were avoiding some of the blue chip companies in South Africa. We felt that they were overvalued. And the reason why they're overvalued is because, as I said, yields were low, and there's been, sort of a push to take more risk in what are perceived to be lower risk, higher yielding assets. And those are the three, asset classes that I talked about. We were finding more opportunities in the more cyclical end of the equity market. And I'll come back to that in just in a minute. And we're still finding good opportunities offshore. In fact, we felt that offshore opportunities were the one place in equities where you could buy, very high quality companies at reasonable, marginal safety, and sometimes very cheaply. So over the year, that position has actually evolved. We had lots of cash. We were taking a more of a cautious long-term approach. Asset prices have come down. There's been a lot of fear and uncertainty in the markets, especially around December, January in South Africa, and particularly in the bond market. And that's been the one opportunity, I think, that's been quite standout for us. Our yields in the South African bond market have actually risen quite significantly. And that has been kind of for us as the last piece in the puzzle in terms of adding some duration into our funds. So we've been adding in the fixed income space. We've been buying bank NCDs. The bank funding curve has shifted up. The sovereign curve has shifted up, and that has created opportunities for investors that can take a little bit more of a longer-term approach. And it's very interesting, and that's something that is often not counterintuitive. When there's fear and uncertainty, it does create opportunity. So bond yields have risen because there's been a large fear about a sovereign downgrade in South Africa. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have a very rosy outlook and feel very good about the future. Often at that stage, yields are very low, and you're taking actually a disproportionate risk. So we've felt that, as security prices have fallen, risks have actually come down in certain asset classes. The one piece that is still missing is in the blue chip equity component of South African equity universe. We still feel that that is quite expensive.
Let's talk a bit about that margin of safety quickly before we move on. Can you just explain to us exactly what is a margin of safety? What does it look like? What counts as a margin of safety?
Yes. So essentially, that's the job of any investment professional, is to try and work out what the underlying value of that security is, whether it's a bond, property company, or equity. The markets swing between fear and greed. Sometimes they extrapolate the recent future into perpetuity, i.e. the good times will never end, the bad times will never end. The truth is somewhere in between, which is the intrinsic value of a security. And if you can understand what that is, and then you buy when there's fear and uncertainty, when the market is extrapolating the recent past into perpetuity, you can buy assets with a large margin of safety that are trading at a discount to that intrinsic value.
Mm.
Now, you asked a question earlier where we've made mistakes. Some of that, the range of outcomes in certain of the securities has been a little bit wider than we were expecting, but that hasn't precluded us from adding more to the security as they've fallen. We are often early as value investors in buying securities. We buy with a margin of safety. That margin of safety might rise in time. But that's the job of a security analyst, is to keep trying to understand what that intrinsic value is and what your current margin of safety is.
Would you say that the resource stocks are looking attractive now, considering they've fallen out of the top 40 and perhaps are undervalued and perhaps offer quite a large margin of safety?
We do. We have been adding, resources to our portfolios over the last year and a half. The companies that you will own typically will be quite cyclical. There will be a wide range of outcomes. It is quite difficult to try and work out what an intrinsic value is for a mining company. But our assessment at the moment is that we think that earnings are low and valuations and sentiment is low, and that's typically a good starting point for future wealth creation in any security. So we are cautiously optimistic about new resources, and we own them in our funds in moderate amounts.